Massive fan of this show, Maz. I binged it in 2 days. It's on Amazon Prime called Lux Listings.
You are not the only one.
Oh, mate.
I have seen rave reviews all over that thing that we like to call the internet.
And have a listen to Gav Rubenstein just laughing to himself at the success of it all. The success.
The dream team. Thanks for having me, mate.
Dude, congratulations on the success of the show. How did it all come about for you? Did you just get a phone call? Were you part of the pitch? How did we get this thing off the ground?
For quite some years now, I think I've marketed myself in a particular way that is somewhat different to the, you know, Australian norm. More kind of, you know, not imitating American culture, but kind of more in line with probably how some of the guys do it over there. So was always hoping, you know, not depending on it, but one day an opportunity would come my way around, you know, something like this. Also, given the real estate market, the phenomenal real estate market we've got here, you know, it was bound to happen. And so I was contacted. And then from there, the other two guys got called. The dynamic was made. Amazon got in the mix. And here we are.
So you launched, Lux Listings Sydney has launched globally in 240 countries around the world. That's like a really, that blows my mind.
It's cool, isn't it?
It's, you know, so cool.
Yeah, I've done a couple of these, I've done a hell of a lot of these interviews, even kind of early mornings on the phone to Canada, New York, LA, all across the world. And they're like, you know, to all three of us, you know, do you feel different? Has it changed anything? And we've been in lockdown since the show's come out, so like we don't feel any difference whatsoever. But you know, the concept of it is pretty cool, so we'll see where it goes.
So why do you reckon that people love, you know, because it's, I've seen people say like, oh, if you love Selling Sunset, this is like the Aussie version of it or the Sydney version of it. Why are we so fascinated with billion-dollar houses? Why do we love it?
It's a good question. I think, you know, first off, it's nothing like Selling Sunset. I mean, if it's kind of similar to anything, I think there are similarities with regard to some aspects of it with Million Dollar Listing.
Okay.
But, you know, I think a couple of reasons. Number one, you know, over the years, we've seen reality TV majorly come out of the US, right? So we see LA, New York, Malibu, all these places put up on a pedestal and kind of created in this beautiful sense on screen. We've never seen Sydney or Australia shot like this. You know, we have never in any show, you know, I stand to be corrected, but I've never seen any show that makes Sydney look like or put Sydney on par, you know, with one of these major cities. I mean, we are on par with LA, New York. We're as vibrant, we're as excited, we have as much of a beautiful lifestyle, if not better. And I think that's really, you know, piqued people's interest to say, well, we've seen lots of the US and we've seen none of Australia. That's number one. I think number two is the aspirational, motivational side of it, which is, you know, a big piece of what I love about my day-to-day career. You know, seeing these houses and being exposed to this life and this world and what's possible, you know, if you get it right and you work hard. And I think that's just part of it. I always say the biggest star of the show is Sydney. You know, it's not the protagonist. It's not as much as I would love it to be. It's Sydney and how it looks. I think they did a great job.
Are you saying you haven't seen Housewives of Sydney, Gav? That is shot in Sydney, but not to this level.
I think a hell of a lot different to that. And full respect to everyone on that, because I know a couple of those ladies. They're all great.
But you probably met them selling houses, I'm guessing.
Many. I've got most of them on my speed dial, but and they're lovely. But no, it's just, this is shot in a way that is high quality, and I think it just puts Australia on the map. Personally, you know, my brand is really built around high quality aesthetics, and that was the brief from the beginning. The first meeting I ever had with the exec from Amazon was around, we want to shoot this in a way that makes Sydney look as incredible as it is. And that just had me from there.
It really does. When you watch the show, Sydney is so iconic and it is shot so well, and you can see why this would have mass appeal right across the world. And so how is season two working in lockdown at the moment? Because we hear you're shooting it now.
Yeah, correct. I mean, if you thought season one looked good, yeah, I mean, season two is just a whole nother level.
When are we going to see it, Gav? I'm hanging for it, man. Like, can we put a little date on it or something? Can you send me a couple of copies if you've got it? Like, I'm hanging for this season.
I love that. Look, I know it's early on next year, but exact date hasn't been confirmed. only because of, you know, having to navigate through this unusual time with COVID. It's challenging, you know, we're getting through it, but it definitely has presented some challenges. So I would assume it's going to delay things a little bit, but we're well underway. You know, I'm shooting first round of interviews tomorrow. I've shot multiple scenes already and you're just thoroughly enjoying it. Viewers, if they liked season one, they're going to freaking love season two.
Can you just tell me what Ray White wanted at the end? When you leave the boat and what does he want?
That has been the most common asked question. I'm like, I was hoping people were going to call me and say, come list my house. But people are calling me saying, what on earth did Ray White want, you know, at the end of the season? To find out, you got to watch season two. It's in the first episode.
Good.
It's in the first episode.
All right, well, we look forward to that, of course. We can't wait for season two.